And good morning, everybody. You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on One True Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Happy Monday. It is a bright, shining, sunny Monday morning here in California, where I am. And it is right now 10:02 a.m. Thank you all for bearing with me. I seem to run a minute or two late for some strange reason. I don't know. It might be a Capricorn thing. It might be an ADHD thing. But I always think I'm going to be right on time, and then something happens where I need another minute. But hopefully you will all be patient with me and understand that I too am human. So how the hell are all of you anyway? How was your Easter? How was your weekend? I was just chatting with Day a little bit about mine, and it was fun. I had such a good time yesterday. A very unconventional Easter, but one of my good girlfriends and I went to a new pole dancing studio, and it was right by my house, maybe 15 minutes away, not even, but really close. Excuse me. And we had such a good time. It was so fun. They played really good music, and we just danced our little hearts out. And I don't have much family. And the family I do have right now is a little bit distant. So I didn't see any of my family yesterday. But just hung out with my girlfriend. And she's a cool girl. I've known her for a few years. I met her before COVID, but we didn't actually become like best friends until probably about a little over a year ago. That's when I started to get to know her more. And it's really interesting when, you know, you just kind of like meet somebody and you click with them. You just, like, all of a sudden there's something that says, hey, I want to know you better, you know? And so that's kind of what happened with me and my friend. And so we just decided to spend our Easter dancing, because what better way to spend Easter than dancing, right? She had an interesting she had a very interesting story happen with her family. She actually does have family, but I won't go into too much detail, but she was having a bit of an issue that I can't really go into, but they didn't want her to come to Easter through no fault of her own. And so they were just being a little obnoxious. And so she decided not to go there. And so the two of us were like, Easter rejects. So we just decided to hang out together and do something fun together. But you know what? That's what you have to do in life. If your plans don't work out, or, you know, you want to do something and you end up doing something else, you know, you make the best of it. And that's not even what it was yesterday. We actually chose to go dance because we wanted to. So for us, that's like the most fun thing to do. I personally can't think of anything I would rather do, honestly, than dance. I don't know about you, but I'd love to hear in the Facebook chat, once we go over there, what some of your favorite things to do are, and maybe what you did on Easter, if you did something a little different than normal, or if you, whatever you did. I want to hear if you did something really unusual on Easter instead of just, you know, the normal things. I would really love to hear about it, because I'm all about the weird and unusual stuff, because I am weird and unusual, as you will see if you listen to my show. But today is, let's see, it is April 1st, 2024. Wow. Every time I say that, It's like, I mean, we always say the same thing, time is flying quickly, but it really does seem to be moving faster lately, especially. And time itself, like on the clock, it's bizarre. It's 1 minute, 1 minute it's moving very, very slowly, and in the next moment it's moving very fast. Like I'll look at the clock from moment to moment and I'll be like, wait a second. How did that last 20 minutes just pass by without me even realizing it? But anyway, let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat. 1 second. Okay. I had to move away from my normal spot because I'm now going back there over by my window. I had to move away from it because the very noisy lawnmower man was outside trimming the hedges, I think, with a very noisy piece of equipment. So I came over here instead, and I've been kind of walking around my house talking to you for the last few minutes. But I'm going to get situated and see if we can't. Okay, get my microphone in place there. Pardon me. Okie-dokie. Let me get you over to the Facebook page. So we have a wonderful Facebook page. And the way you get over there is on your computer or device or whatever you're using. Go to 12radio.com. Oops, like I'm going to do right now, or I am attempting to do right now. 12radio.com, which will bring you to a page where there are some options, and one of those options is chat. So hit chat, and that will take you over to the Facebook page of 12 Radio, where if you scroll down, you will see my banner. And you will see my face, bright, shiny, and smiling. And if you scroll down and just hit the comments, you will see people commenting. But of course, if you've never been here before, you might want to join the group. That would be a big help. Otherwise, you can't get into the page. So join the group. Jay will let you in. Jay, my wonderful producer, who does an awesome job, I must say, and who also happens to be one of our amazing 12 radio show hosts and 12 listen psychic advisors. So shout out to Jen. And I'm looking in the comments right now and I see Tara. Hey Tara, good to see you here. And I see Rob. Wow, where have you been? I haven't seen you in such a while. Good to see you here. And Renee. Hey, Renee. Oh, that's so cute. She's got a little, I think it's a cat. It looks like, kind of looks like a bear, but I think it's a cat with a little heart. That's so cute. Those things are so adorable. I always try and find cute little gifts when I go into someone's chat room. And Linus is here. Hey, Linus. She says, hi, Lori. Happy Easter. Happy Easter to you too. And Quelly says, April blessings, Lori. Right back at you, Quelly. And Morena is here. And she says, hi, Lori. All right. So, a wonderful start to a wonderful day with all of you here on my show. So, I want to invite you all to make comments, to ask any questions if you have them. Let me know what you're thinking about. Let me know what's on your mind. I want to know. A lot of times, you guys really give me food for thought. And often, it's something that gets me talking about something else that can really help someone who's listening. So I always feel like we're all here for a reason and we're all here to help each other. So if there's something on your mind and you want to know something in particular, if you have a question about an issue that you're going through, just ask. There's no holds barred in this particular in this particular chat room. I welcome all kinds of questions, and many times, you guys don't take me up on that offer, but that's okay. I will just tell you what I want to tell you and say the things that come to mind that's spirit has for us all, and hopefully it will be of some use to you. So, since nobody has yet asked a question, I will just tell you a little bit about a few things. So I wanted to kind of play a little game with you all because I've heard a couple other people doing it on their shows, and I like the idea. It's like a guessing game, where you can flex your intuitive muscles. And I'm going to pick an item. Actually, okay. I've picked an item, and I want you guys and gals to, if you would, guess what color it is, just to see how strong your intuition is. Let's flex our muscles. So there's an item right next to me, and the item is a yoga mat. So I have a yoga mat right next to me, and let me know if you can get the color of it and just put it in the chat. Just let me know what color you think it is, and we'll see who gets it right. Okay? I think that would be fun. So, I also want to talk about something. Let's see. I also want to talk about a few things. Pardon me. Sorry, I'm going to my notes real quick. And here comes the noisy guy again. Jeez, I thought he was done. Maybe I might have to take you in the other room because I know the recording gets muffled when I don't. Okay. So I wanted to mention something to all of you. I've kind of been noticing that I have my favorite items in life, and some of them are just too good to keep to myself. So I want to share them with you. On a previous show, I know I shared with you about the wonderful hot cocoa made with cacao that I recently found, which is amazing. And I also want to share with you, I'm a big chocolate fan, like really good chocolate. I love it. And one of my friends, actually the same one I went pole dancing with, she's my best friend, so I will just refer to her as my best friend. She makes these wonderful, wonderful chocolates. And I'm not just saying that, it's honestly the best chocolate I've ever had. And she makes them, they're handmade. She makes them herself. She makes them with all kinds of different fillings. She makes the turtles with the like the caramel turtles. And she makes the caramel with dates and other ingredients so that and I am a diehard like candy fan. I love chocolate. I love caramel. I love lots of different types of candy. I have a sweet tooth. And she makes her chocolates with no sugar and all organic ingredients. So, and I'm not just saying this, they're, like I said, they're the best chocolate I've ever had. And I've had a lot of different chocolate. I've had Godiva, I've had Lindt, I've had, oh my gosh, I've had the best chocolate I could find because I'm a Capricorn. And I don't know if you know what that means, but we are very oriented towards high quality, and we kind of know things that are good and things that aren't. So if that sounds snobbish, I don't mean it to, but it kind of, maybe I am kind of a a snob in some ways. I probably am. But That's okay. I'll embrace that too. But anyway, this chocolate, I've had some really good chocolate, and this like blows all of that away. Her chocolate is just amazing. She made this new batch with cherry preserves and kind of like a chocolate filling, like a chocolate peanut butter filling. I don't think it is peanut butter, but it kind of tastes like a mixture of chocolate and nut of some sort, like nut butter. Holy cow. It's literally like one of the best things I've ever eaten. And she makes chocolate brownies with the brownie filling is like a little bit different than a regular brownie, but they're just so delicious. That's why I'm raving about them so much. So I want you to know that she does sell these and they are amazing. And if any of you are interested, if you are as big a chocolate connoisseur as I am, you can contact me and I will get you some chocolates for her from her. She sells them for, I believe, $25 a box. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's what it is. For like five or six big chunky pieces of chocolate. They're like huge, like a couple inches wide each. And I just had to mention that because it's one of the things that I found that I absolutely adore. And I believe that when you find something you like, you should share it with everybody and let everybody know about it. So that's what I'm doing. And yeah, these chocolates are not to be missed. I mean, I cannot say enough about them. I don't know how she makes them so good. All I know is that they're sugar-free, they're organic, they have all healthy ingredients. She makes them with chocolate and cacao, and they're just the best chocolate I've ever had in my life. So, okay. So let me know. You can reach me. You can reach me for different reasons. You can reach me for Cat's chocolates. You can reach me for that's her name, Cat. You can reach me for private sessions. I do those in case you didn't know. And I can be reached on Instagram at lori.the.love.sherpa or by Facebook Messenger under Lori Love on Facebook. So those are probably two of the best ways to reach me if you want to reach out. And like I said, I do private sessions one-on-one. I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner, and I trained over at the University of Santa Monica. And that's why I always say, if you want to ask me questions here in the chat, you know, I'm actually trained that I can answer your questions about life and issues, problems. The University of Santa Monica is a wonderful school, and I was there for a total of about 4 years. I did the 3 year program, and then I did a half a year here and a half a year there for different programs. But it's a wonderful program, and I learned so much. So all about spirituality and real world stuff. Because of course they go together. And I'm having an issue and having a little tummy issue this morning, and I feel like I have to burp, and I can't. It's not coming up. I'm trying. But anyway, if I sound like I'm hesitating, that's why. So anyway, let me go back to the chat and see if any of you have tried to guess the color of my yoga mat yet. Let me refresh. Just a sad chat. Okay. Or if you have any questions, I would love that too. All right. Here you all are. Okay, here we are. Yay. I found you all. All right. Oh, Renee says, my sister and I had Easter together for the first time in decades. Oh, we made an awesome salad with bruschettas and a cauliflower pizza. Not your typical Easter dinner, but we can eat what we want, right? Absolutely. If you really want to know what I had for Easter dinner, I had cottage cheese with cherry preserves. Organic, all organic, and no sugar because I haven't done sugar since last year. And what else did I have? I know I had something else, but it was very unconventional. So that's not unusual. That sounds really good, Renee. Prosciutto is very delicious, and so is cauliflower pizza. Yum. I wonder if you made it yourself. That sounds really good. Okay, so Quelly's guessing blue. No, it's not blue, but that was a good guess. And Rob says light blue. No, not quite. Not quite. Tara says teal. It's not teal. And Chris says red. Unfortunately, no, it's not red. Hey, Chris, how are you? Good to see you here. All right. Edward. Edward got it right. Edward said purple. Yep, that's right. Edward, it is purple. You win the grand prize, which is a hug from me. Edward can get the hug because he's right here. He's like, he lives about a few apartments away from me. So that's an easy prize to give. But yeah, you got it right, Edward. And so whoever guessed purple got it right. Yeah, these are all good guesses, but yes, it is a very light purple. It is a like a lavender color. But I would definitely call it purple because it's been sitting in the sun, so the sun probably bleached it out a little bit. Yeah, but thank you all for playing. I think that's fun. I appreciate that. So Edward, you are more psychic than you think. But that's not really fair because you've been in my house and you probably saw my yoga mat. I just remembered that. You've seen my house. But you are right. It is purple. Morena, that was close. Bluish gray is pretty close. It's definitely purple. It's not blue, but that's close. I know. It's fun to play with our intuition and just see if we can guess stuff. I like doing that too. And you know what? Many of us are very intuitive, and we still get these things wrong. So that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not intuitive if you didn't get it right. So don't feel bad. Okay, Tara would love a message if I'm pulling cards. Yes, I will definitely do that for you. I would love to. So yeah, I will definitely pull cards. Oh, Rob says Lindor white chocolate truffles. Well, yeah, those are good, but they are really, really good. And actually, those are some of my favorites. I don't like the white chocolate, because I'm a dark chocolate fan. But their dark chocolate truffles are very good. But honestly, if you like those, you'll like my friend Kat's chocolates so much better. I swear, her stuff rules. I'm not kidding. I'm like taking orders because they are just that good. And she deserves it. She does really well, but she works her ass off and makes these chocolates with love, and that's why they're so good. So Edward says, how does one get these chocolates? You just tell me you want them and I'll get them for you. And that is how you get them. So you can reach out to me on Instagram, or you can reach out to me on Facebook Messenger, and I will get them for you. Or Edward, you can just stop by my house because you're right here, obviously. Edward is my neighbor, so he knows where I live. All right, let me pull Tara's card. And if anybody else would like a card, let me know and I'll pull one for you too. I'm gonna take a quick break, guys. I'm gonna have Jay put on some music, and when I get back, I'll pull Tara's card. And if any of you anybody else wants a card, let me know. In the chat, just tell me and I'll pull a card for you as well. So right now, let me go take that break and I will be back in just a few. Hello again. You're back with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com. I just needed a quick break. I don't normally do that, but every now and then I just kind of need one. Just one of those mornings, you know. All is well. So I want to do some readings. And the first one, I'm going to refresh the chat just to see if have any more messages from you guys. Oops, where are we? Lost my chat room. Here we go. Facebook chat is always a fun little endeavor. All right. All right. And yeah. Oh, Tara says, I did think purple, but thought I was just thinking of my own. Nope, you were definitely right about that. My mat is definitely purple. Hey, Joni. She says, hello, Lori. I would also like a card. Still thinking work area. Next steps, though. I am open to whatever comes through you, the lovely messenger. Oh, aren't you sweet? Okay, so Jo Tara wants a card. Joni wants a card. And Rob wants a card. He said, I would appreciate a card pull if you have time. It has been a while since you pulled a card for me, so I guess I'm overdue. Yes, you are. I have missed you, Rob. All right. Haven't been in my chat room for a while. And Catherine. Hey, Catherine. She said, love hearing about your friend's chocolate. Yeah. It's if you had any idea how good it is, oh my God. You would all just be like messaging me right now. And Catherine also says, I can also recommend sacred chocolate, raw cacao, dairy and sugar free, but so good. Oh, well, thank you very much for that. David Wolf, yes, I've heard of him. I haven't tried his chocolate, but I bet it is good. pardon me. Sorry, guys, frog in my throat. Okay. All right. Let me get my cards and do Tara's card pull. And then we will move on. Just take a minute to shuffle and center. Okay, Tara. And like I always say, if this reading resonates for anyone else, then the message is also for you. Because generally, when I pull a card, it's not only for the person that I'm pulling it for, it's usually for someone else also. Like last week, last week I pulled two cards and they both resonated for me as well as the person for whom I was pulling. So it's an interesting little thing that happens when you pull cards, right? Let's see if any of them fall out. I like when they fall out. All right. Nope, nothing's falling out, so I'm going to spread them. Okay, this one is standing out here. So, Tara, you got the Angel of Finances. Okay, I will read that from the guidebook and see what it says. And see if this resonates for anyone else too. All right, Angel of Finances. Says, honor and give thanks for the blessings you are about to receive. Ooh, I like that. You are about to receive a substantial sum of money, or a substantial stream of money is about to enter your life. You have drawn this card because of your faith in the universe and your strong commitment to your purpose. The Angel of Finances is here to remind you that external wealth simply mirrors our internal beliefs. And I, for one, can attest that that is very true. You can choose to see the world as lacking, or you can see it as abundant. You have realized that money is simply energy, a means of exchange which reflects your values and the way you view life. Honor and give thanks for the blessings you are about to receive. and remember to put your money to good use. Spend and invest your money in ways that help you further your true purpose and long-term goals, whatever they may be. Yeah, I love that card. There is nothing bad about that card. Nothing bad about any of the cards, actually. I shouldn't say it that way. They're all great cards. But who doesn't like money, right? Money is the energy of appreciation, and money is a tool, and money is a reflection of how we feel about our lives, whether we feel abundant or whether we feel lack. And the universe reflects that back to us by either sending us money or not. Yeah, I know that lesson very well. So, okay, I'm going to put that back in the deck. I'm going to pull a card for, let's see, I will pull a card for Joni, and then I will pull a card for Rob. Let's shuffle. I'm going to give these a really good shuffle again, because today I'm feeling very adept at shuffling. Some days I feel I can't shuffle worth a damn. Other days I'm good. I'm going to shuffle. And I know that's not real exciting when you're doing radio, but you can hear me shuffling. There you go. You hear that? That's just one of the things we have to do when we do card pulls. Got to shuffle, right? Want to be thorough about it. Okay, there is a card, and this is for Joni. Okay, whoops, back in there. I'm taking my time. All right. Ooh, Joni, you got the angel of pleasure. Take pleasure in the things you do. I like that too. These are all such good cards. The message for you today is to start to take pleasure in all the things you do. It's not all about hard work, achievement, and performance. Ooh. Considering you just asked about work, that's pretty interesting. What is important is that you make the most of every moment in your life. Start to do more things that bring you pleasure and that bring pleasure to those you love, work, study, and play with. Try it. You may be surprised to find that when things become pleasurable, you accomplish more with less stress and effort. Well, that's kind of, like I said, an interesting little twist on your question, because you were asking, about work, and it's telling you that you need more pleasure. The cards never lie. Okay. So take that for what it's worth. All right. That was for Joni. Okay. And now I'm pulling a card for Rob, because Rob has been missing in action for a while. What have you been up to, Rob? All this time I haven't seen you in my chat. Missed ya. Okay. I'm shuffling once again. Give it a good shuffle. Was not a good shuffle. Actually, give it a good shuffle this time. Better. Okay, oh, there's a card sticking in it. Okay, so, whoa, and I dropped it. That's great. Okay, Rob, you got the God of spiritual healing. An aspect of you or a situation in your life is in need of healing. Interesting. All right, let's see what the guidebook has to say about the God of spiritual healing. Sorry, I'm trying to find it in here and it's not cooperating. God of spiritual healing. Okay, here we go. Thank you. All right. An aspect of you or a situation in your life is in need of healing. The essence of all healing is ultimately love. A situation in your life or an aspect of you is asking to be healed right now. Regardless of what method, technique, or therapy you choose, true healing, which stems from the spiritual heart of creation, only occurs through love. The God of spiritual healing has appeared in your reading today to send you light and love. Feel the presence of love all around you. Close your eyes and feel the love which automatically radiates from your heart like crystal pink light. Trust in the power of love to heal you and to heal any situation in your life that is in need of healing. Imagine yourself filled with and bathed in crystal pink light. Visualize yourself, your relationships, and all in your life as being healed right now. Remember, the power that made you can also heal you. That power is love. So, I got some, I got a couple of hits while I was reading your card, Rob, and I have a feeling that that's a really pertinent card for you right now. And I'm sending you so much love and so many blessings. And all of that pink light that the card talked about, I'm sending you more of that. And I'm going to send you a huge dose of it right now. Just to cleanse, to clear, to enliven, to inspire. Just sending you that light right in your heart, all around you, all through you. Okay. So let me go back to the chat room. Oh, where's my phone? Okay. Go back to the chat room. Make sure you're all okay. And see if you need anything from me. Because that is why I'm here. To take care of you all and to help you in any way I can. Okay. Thank you all for playing with me today. That was fun. I like playing those games. I'm gonna see if we can play another one next time. Okay, Catherine. Did I catch you before? I don't think I did. Okay, Catherine would welcome a card if time permits, especially around relationship. Okay, so let me pull a card for Catherine. Oh, good, Tara. I'm glad. She says, wonderful, just the card I needed. I am abundantly supplied for. Yes, you are. You are, definitely. And Rob says, doing this and that, going here and there. Okay. And Joni says, thank you. I'll take that and meditate upon it. Okay, Lioness would love a card around her vacation she's taking next week. So I'll pull cards for Catherine and Lioness next. And Rob says, I've been beating myself up over a missed opportunity the last week or so. I'm guessing that card is telling me to stop wasting my time and move on. Thanks for the energy. Okay, well, I'm glad you got that message because if that's what is resonating for you, then that I'm sure that that is true. Okay, Catherine. And see. And Lioness. Okay. Catherine's card is coming up soon as a shuffle. These are the stickiest cards I've ever worked with. I've worked with a few decks, but I like this one. I really like them because they're sturdy and they're big and they're accurate. And that card is sticking up, so I'm going to go with that one. Yeah. Okay. Oh, we got an upside down card, and the upside down card, ooh, is the Angel of Abundance. That's not necessarily a bad thing, though. Okay. The angel of abundance says a steady flow of abundance is about to manifest. So that's a good thing. Let me feel into why that was upside down for you. Okay, Catherine, angel of abundance. Okay, so I feel like there's resistance of some sort. Like you're resisting some way for abundance to reach you, and I don't know what that is, but what the card says is, if you can allow it, these are my words. If you can allow it and not resist it, a steady flow of abundance is about to manifest. That's what the card says. Okay. The angel of abundance has shown up in your reading today to bestow a special blessing upon you. Accept this blessing of light and allow it to flow through your heart and mind. Allow it to both illuminate and inspire you. A steady flow of abundance is about to manifest in your life because of your willingness in recent months to give and receive in equal measure. True abundance manifests when we love and value ourselves as much as we love and value those that are dear to us. Okay, that's the hit I got. Keep an open heart and mind and continue to give and receive freely. Accept all the abundance the universe is offering you in the clear knowledge that you deserve it. Okay, that's where it is. Catherine, I feel like maybe you feel like you don't deserve abundance in some way, and that's what's possibly been keeping more abundance away. But this card and spirit is here, and I'm here to tell you that it's trying to get to you and it's going to come to you. When you allow it in. And I think the key, I know that the key to that is it's going to manifest when you realize your own value and you realize your own worth. And those are really important things to understand. Because if we don't show the universe that we value ourselves, the universe can't show us that value as a reflection. So it's really important that you, as a child of God, as a child of the universe, you are the beloved, and you can truly know that you are worthy of all the good things that want to come to you in this life. So I just wanted to tell you that, Catherine. Take that in, and I hope that is helpful for you because you deserve all the abundance that is trying to get to you. So be a good receiver and really accept the abundance and also accept the idea that you are worthy of it because you are. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna put that card back in the deck. Yeah, the cards are very interesting. There's always a little twist when they come out upside down. But I like that. It's always something that we need to know. So let me know how that feels for you, Catherine. I'd like to know how that resonates. Okay. All right. And the next card is for Linus. And I'm going to check my time. I'm just off on a tangent. Okay. We have 5 minutes and I'm pulling a card for Linus. Great. And I'm going to go with this card right here, and it is the God of Spiritual Healing. An aspect of you or a situation in your life is in need of healing. Wow. Didn't we just pull that card? I think we did. But it came out again. It was sticking right out of the deck, I swear. That was the one that wanted to be pulled. Okay. Well, I'm going to read it again, just in case you didn't hear it the first time. God of spiritual healing. How funny. I love when that happens, though. There's always a reason why that happens because it's meant to be. Sorry, I'm just trying to find the page. God of spiritual healing. Okay. The essence of all healing is ultimately love. A situation in your life or an aspect of you is asking to be healed right now. Regardless of what method, technique, or therapy you choose, true healing, which stems from the spiritual heart of creation, only occurs through love. The God of spiritual healing has appeared in your reading today to send you light and love. Feel the presence of love all around you. Close your eyes and feel the love which automatically radiates from your heart like crystal pink light. Trust in the power of love to heal you and to heal any situation in your life that is in need of healing. Imagine yourself filled with and bathed in crystal pink light. Visualize yourself, your relationships, and all in your life as being healed right now. Remember, the power that made you can also heal you. That power is love. Well, Lioness, you know what? I think the reason that that popped up twice today is because not only you, but several other people, possibly including, well, definitely including myself, really needed to hear that card twice. I really feel that because I feel like there are a bunch of us that can really use some healing right now, whether it's emotional or physical. In any way, I really feel like there's a lot of healing that needs to happen with so many of us right now. So I'm kind of glad that I'm really glad that that happened. So let me know what you think about that and how it resonates for you. So I hope that helps. Okay, I'm going to go into the chat room one more time. And I love pulling cards because we always get such interesting messages. And they always mean so much more than it appears on the surface, you know? Chat. Okay. All comments. I'm going down, 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 down. Okay. And Renee says your Oracle deck is awesome. It's a great deck. Thanks, Renee. It's the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck by Tony Carmine Salerno. And it's my favorite. I have to say, it is my favorite. There are a couple others I use, but this is the one I use most often just because I love it so much. And Catherine Nanzik, one of our one to listen psychic intuitives, is in the house. Hey, Catherine. She says, good morning, beautiful. I'm catching the last few minutes of your show. I'm glad you're here. I'm always happy to see you. But I'm really happy that all of you have been with me today. This has been really fun. And I hope you all join me again next week. I have to let you go because Jamie Dawn is coming up next. And I'm going to wish you all a lovely week. May God's blessings be with all of you. Remember that you are worthy, you are loved, and you are divine. Thank you so much for being here with me. I'm grateful for all of you, as always. I am Lori the Love Sherpa, signing out here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. Love you.